Meharry smelled trouble before she got anywhere near the weapons lockers. An earthy, organic stench that had no business wafting out of the air vents. She knew it well, and proceeded with even more caution thereafter, taking a roundabout route she hoped no one would expect. She had her personal weapons, just as Arkady had. Hers were the little knives in their sheaths, and the very small but very deadly little automatic tucked into her boot. If Serkan thought she was going to take Meharry by surprise... She paused, listening again. Really, she didn't know why everyone didn't carry a pocket scanner. Carefully, she slid out the fiber-optic probe and eased its tip to the corner, then checked her back trail and overhead before putting her eye to the eyepiece. Bodies sprawled all over the deck near the weapons lockers, and on his feet, cursing softly as he applied pressure bandages as fast as he could, Petrus.
Why didn't he report?
Then she saw the ruin of the nearby pickups. He must have found this and simply set to work to save those he could. She retrieved the visual probe and hoped she was right in her guess, because if Petrus was the problem, they were in a mess far too bad for belief.
Petrus!
Mevlin, tell Harris to get the rest of the medic team down here fast. Lady Cecilia's still alive.
You all right?
I got here late.
Meharry backed up to the first undamaged intercom.
What?
Get the medics down here. I'm gonna help unless Arkady needs me.
No, we only have three ships after us now. I've put Oblo with Arkady.
Meharry walked around the corner, still wary, and found a situation that didn't fit her theories. Petrus shoved rolls of bandaging material at her.
Here, see what you can do with those three. They're alive. The clone's dead, and so is Skodarin, and I think Haidar and Sirkin. But now that you're here, I can look.
Meharry continued Petrus's work, glancing at Lady Cecilia, clearly alive, though bloody, but lying against the wreck of her chair as if stunned. She took a quick look at Skodarin, startled to see her wearing personal armor. It hadn't saved her from a shot to the head.
Damn, Sirkin, I didn't think she could shoot that straight.
She didn't. I did. It wasn't Sirkin after all.
What? Skodarin?
Yep. The dumbass wasted time explaining it to them. If she'd gone on a little longer, I'd have nailed her without the rest of this. But she started to shoot Sirkin, and the clone jumped her, and that's when I arrived.
I didn't know you could shoot that straight.
Whatever else she might have said was cut off by the arrival of the others in Lady Cecilia's medical team. On the bridge, Harris heard Meharry's first report with disbelief. She located the rest of Cecilia's staff and sent them down. Meanwhile, the compassionate hand ships continued to close, but did not attack.
What are they waiting for? Do they think we can take them?
Nice thought. Let's hope they think so until Meharry gets back up here. Maybe they think we'll surrender if they give us time.
There's something coming into the system. Something big.
Guar's fingers flew over the board, trying one screen after another.
I wish we'd gotten that VX-84 you found, Oblo.
She said nothing stolen.
I said nothing illegal, but you didn't pay any attention to that. What stopped you this time?
Guy wanted more than I wanted to pay. I don't like messy jobs. Let him take care of his own family problems.
Harris tried to figure out what the compassionate hand commanders were doing. The yacht was running flat out on a course that the gas giant and its satellites would curve into a blunt parabola. They had emerged from jump too close to its mast to do anything else. The two larger CH vessels paralleled it, slowly catching up. The third had been unable to gain on them. Meharry appeared at the bridge entrance, bloodstained.
Captain, it wasn't Sirkin after all. It was Skodarin. Sirkin's been shot. She's alive.
Intruder, you have been warned. Under the justice of the benignity of the compassionate hand...
Now, Arkady!
...stand convicted of trespass, refusal to heave to, and other serious
weapons
crimes...
Away, Captain.
...for which capital punishment is the customary sentence. Protests will be registered with your government and indemnity demanded for your crimes. By the power vested in me as an
Targeting.
Officer of the benignity
Incoming
of the compassionate
live warheads,
hand,
much faster than before.
I think those little warts were just testing us before. Command.
Get off my board, Oblo, and let me at him!
Spoil sport.
They switched places smoothly, and Oblo returned to his own console. His brows rose.
My. Look who's come calling.
Unless it's half a battle group, I don't care.
Harris kept her eyes fixed on the main screen. The incoming missiles jinked, but relocked on the yacht. Their own seemed to be going in the right direction, but... No. She lost them in the static from the incomings, which had just blown up far short of their target.
If they thought all we had was ECM to unlock targeting, they're gonna be annoyed.
Wasn't a bad guess, Captain. Although it's only one cruiser.
Our side?
By the beacon, yes. By behavior, We'll have to see when their scan's cleared. It says it's Levati again.
Levati's cruiser had arrived with far more residual velocity than the yacht, and more mass as well. It appeared on the scan with its icon already trailing a skewed angle. Levati, it seemed, meant to be in on the action. The compassionate handships, on the other hand, made it clear what they thought of his interference. One engaged him at once with a storm of missiles. The other changed course, angling across the yacht's path to come between the yacht and Levati's cruiser. Harris reached out for the tight beam transmitter they weren't supposed to have.
Oblo, get me a lock on Levati's ship.
Why? He's got Kutsudas on scan one. You'd think he'd miss anything?
No, but he's being shot at. Give him a break, all right?
Right.
Oblo nodded when he had the lock. Harris flipped the transmitter switch.
Levati, third bogey on your tail. Watch it.
As if he'd been waiting for her signal, her own tight beam receiver lit.
We've got to stop meeting like this, Harris. You got bad data at Rotterdam. You've got a traitor aboard. That's why we're here.
Not for long if you don't watch it.
Harris kept eyeing her own scans. But Levati, in a fully crewed cruiser, had more eyes to watch than she did. And the first attacking missiles died well outside his screens. She wondered what his orders were, if he had any, because his counterattack was already launched. She had never thought of him as a possible rogue commander, but here he was, deep in someone else's territory and opening fire.
Something else I wish we had. Screens that would stop something bigger than a juice can.
Wouldn't fit, remember?
Both compassionate hand cruisers now engaged Levati's ship. Harris began to hope everyone would forget about her. Given enough time, they could continue their swing around the gas giant, reach a safe jump distance, and disappear. That would leave Levati in a fix, but he seemed to be doing very well. His first salvo sparkled all over one of the enemy screens, an indication that he had almost breached them. And if he had come to rescue them, give them a chance, then the smart thing to do was sneak away and let the professionals do the fighting. She hated to do it, but the yacht was no warship.
Captain, medical report. We've got 3 dead, 2 critical, 3 serious.
Lady Cecilia?
Alive, conscious, in pain, but she'll make it. Skoderin, Mr. Smith, and Haidar are dead. Sirkin and Lady Cecilia's communications therapist are critical. We may lose them without a trauma team, which we don't have. 3 others of her medical team are in serious condition. Lady Cecilia's physician is unhurt, but trauma's not her specialty. She's a geriatric neurologist, and she says she's out of her depth with open chest and belly wounds.
Harris fought down her rage and grief. That wouldn't help. She felt her mind slide into the familiar pattern. A cool detachment that allowed rapid processing of all alternatives, uncluttered by irrelevant worries. They had dying passengers. They needed medical care. The nearest source of trauma care was, right over there, being shot at. And of course, it was the best excuse for getting involved, although she pushed back a niggling suspicion that that carried more weight than it should.
Thank you, Petrus. We'll do what we can. Levati's out there now and he has a trauma center, assuming we win the battle.
Right. I'm going back down to check the damage. Stray shots hit some circuits down there, and now that we've no live environmental specialists...
This was not the time to tell him that one of the things she loved about him was his ability to stick to priorities.
I think...
Her thoughtful tone made Oblo and Mahari give her a quick look.
I think those compassionate handships have decided we're not worth bothering with. They seem to think the important thing is keeping Levati away from us.
Yes, Captain?
Well, they got between us. All of them.
The trailing third ship had risked a micro-jump to catch up to the battle. Dangerous, but it had worked.
And nobody's targeting us. Now, speaking as a tactical commander, don't you think that was stupid?
They all grinned.
I think they just put themselves in our trap. Oblo, how much maneuvering scope do we have?
Not much, but we can close the range on them if you want. It'll cost us another half hour to a safe jump range.
Jump won't get our wounded to care any sooner. But Levati's got a perfectly good sickbay over there if somebody doesn't blow a hole in it. Let's make sure no one does.
The compassionate handships clearly thought they had an enemy cruiser locked in their box. For all that Harris's scans could detect, they paid no attention to the yacht's change of course that brought her swinging out toward the warships. They were too busy pounding at Levati's ship and dealing with his salvos. If the yacht had not existed, it would have been a well-conducted attack, almost textbook quality.
Of course, when we do fire, they'll be all over us.
If they don't notice us another minute or so, we'll be close enough to blow one of them completely.
One of them, but the other two will have to acquire us, get firing solutions. We have time.
Lavati's attack breached one of the enemy ship's shields, but it neither broke up nor pulled away. Major damage was Oblo's guess, but he couldn't understand the compassionate hand transmissions, which were in a foreign language and encoded anyway.
I think they rolled her, though, to put the damaged shields on this side.
That's your prime target, Janice. You know wounded CH commanders, they get suicidal. How much longer?
At your word, Captain.
Now.
The yacht shivered as Janice sent a full third of its ballistic capability down the port tubes and out toward the wounded CH ship. Oblo rolled the yacht on its axis to present the remaining loaded tubes to the fight. Seconds ticked by. Then the yacht's missiles slammed into the enemy cruiser, one after another, exploding in a carefully timed sequence. The external visual darkened, protecting its lenses from the flare of light as the cruiser itself ruptured and blew apart. Harris spent no time watching.
Oblo, maximum deceleration, now.
He gave her a startled look, but complied. The yacht could not withstand extreme maneuvers, but a course change like this might be enough to surprise the enemy and avoid any late-arriving missiles that Lavati had sent at that cruiser. Unfortunately, it would blur their scans just when they needed them clear.
There they go. Lavati did have a couple on the way.
I would hate to get blown away by my rescuer.
I have a lock on the second cruiser. Permission?
Do it.
Again, the yacht shivered. She wasn't built for this kind of stress. But the salvo was away. Harris tried to calculate what that did to their gross mass and what that meant to maneuvering capability, but at the moment, the figures wouldn't come. The scans had adjusted to their new settings. She could see that the other two compassionate hand ships were changing course, the trailing ones swinging wide now, losing range to take up a safer position, where Harris could not attack it without risking Lavati in the middle or performing maneuvers beyond the yacht's capacity. The nearer enemy ship and Lavati continued to exchange fire.
That nearer ship's trying to get a lock on us, Captain.
With their course change, it took seconds longer for their salvo to reach the enemy, and this time someone had been watching. Harris felt a grudging admiration for a crew that could react that quickly to a new menace. Half their missiles detonated outside the ship's shield, and the rest splashed harmlessly against it. Return fire already on its way. But Mahari and Janice were able to break the target lock of some and the timers of the rest. This time it was Livadi's crew that exploited an opening, or perhaps defending against Harris's attack had taken just that necessary bit from the shields, for Livadi's salvo blew through, and the enemy cruiser lost power and control. It tumbled end over end, shedding pieces of itself to clutter the scans.
And that leaves number three.
And their reinforcements. It may take them a while to get here, but they'll arrive.
The third ship now fell farther back. Harris didn't trust that, but she didn't have the resources to pursue it. Instead, she changed course again, returning to maximum forward acceleration, and put a tight beam on Lavati's ship.
We have critical casualties. Can you accept 5 patients?
How's your ship?
Not from that. From a fight inside. That traitor you mentioned.
I see. Frankly, I don't want to risk docking with you while that other warship's untouched. I can send over a pinnace with a trauma team. Would that help?
Yes.
It would help, but would it be enough? Harris could see Lavati's point. If she'd commanded the cruiser, she wouldn't want to have some civilian ship nuzzled up close when an attack started.
But we have no supplies for trauma, and just empty space. Send what you can.
Right away. Stand by for recognition signals.
Why not Fleet Blue? I already know that.
Of course. Sorry. Fleet Blue it is.
The pinnace should be too small to attract fire from that third ship. Harris could barely find it on scans herself, and she was much closer.